to the Martyrs Online Mission. We're just over the halfway point in our series of 8 meetings, beginning last Lord's Day evening and stretching to this Lord's Day, each meeting at 7 p.m. We're delighted that you've chosen to tune in, and pray you'll receive a personal blessing in these days when people especially need the Lord. My son-in-law will be taking the topic tonight, Do You Want to Go to Heaven? We imagine just about everybody does. But the big question addressed here is, are we prepared to go to heaven by the only way, God's way? Enjoy and be challenged. And if you haven't already, call on the Lord for mercy and start out for heaven tonight. Enjoy also Heather's testimony, Lauren's children's story, where the children's question will be found, and the excellent musical items.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, heading who knows where. On they go through private day, living fear.
The open door. Hello, boys and girls. Well, this week I've been really enjoying the beautiful sunny weather, and I'm sure so have you. I can see the beautiful flowers blooming, and I can also hear the little birds singing. This reminds me of a bird that's mentioned in God's Word, in the Bible. I wonder, can anyone guess what it is? I've actually got one with me today. It's a sparrow. It says in the book of Luke that God cares for the sparrows. He doesn't forget about even one of them. God loves and cares for these little birds. Now, imagine if God loves and cares for these tiny little birds so much, then how much more must he care for and love us? It says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 31, that we are of more value than many sparrows. Did you know that God loved us so much that he sent his only son to die for us on the cross? I'm sure many of you could tell me what it says in John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus died on the cross to take the punishment that we should have had for the sin or the wrong things that we have done, because sin keeps us out of heaven. All we have to do is trust in him and ask for forgiveness for these wrong things that we have done. And then we can know him better. We can love him because of the love that he's shown towards us. And then we can have a home in heaven someday with our Saviour, the Lord Jesus. I wonder, have you asked the Lord Jesus to save you? I wonder if you asked for forgiveness for the wrong things that you've done? If not, then I hope and pray that you'll come and know Jesus as your own Saviour. Thank you so much for listening.
Hello, my name is Heather Hammond, and tonight I just want to share with you a short word of testimony about what the Lord Jesus Christ has done in my life. I want to start off the testimony by reading a verse of scripture, and it's probably a verse that's very well known to you, and it's John chapter 3, and it's the verse 16, and it reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And I will refer to this verse again further on in my testimony. I'm so thankful for a mum who had a desire to send me to Sunday school and to send me to children's meetings. And there was one stage in my life where I was attending three Sunday schools on a Sunday and a church service. So Sundays were a very busy day for me. I was at primary school at the time, and in primary school, that was a thing you did. Everybody went to Sunday school, or they went to GB or BB, children's meetings. And I wasn't doing anything different from anyone in my class, and I was happy about that. Because when I moved into secondary school, I began to notice things were different. There wasn't as many people going to children's meetings, going to Sunday school, or even going to church with their parents. And I began to stand out, and I especially noticed it in RE classes when the teacher would ask a question and I seemed to be the only one that would have my hand up that knew the answer. I didn't like being different. I wanted to fit in with everyone else. And, you know, it was around the age of 13 that I decided, do you know what, I'm not going to go back to Sunday school anymore. I don't like being different. And where my Sunday school was that I attended, there was a youth club beside it. And friends of mine used to wait there for me and laugh at me and mock me and tell everyone in the class. And because of this led to the decision for me to stop going to Sunday school and to children's meetings. And it was some years later that I had got a part-time job and I was coming home. I was 16 at the time, and I met an old Sunday school teacher, and that was Noel Stevenson. And I can remember thinking, I do not want to talk to this man. He's going to ask me about God and I don't want to talk to him. But there was nowhere for me to hide. And I can remember this clear. He stuck his hand out and he looked me in the eye and he said, "Are you saved yet, girl?" And you know, I could tell you all about God. I knew the stories of Noah and of Moses and of David, and I could tell you memory verses that I learned, and I learned so many choruses, but it was all a head knowledge. I didn't have that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And Noel that night just spoke to me and stopped me in my track. And I can remember him taking me round to the wee hall in Sandy Row and showing me all the boys and girls that had been brought in for the children's meeting. And you know, it brought me back to the days when I was going to children's meetings, and I could see a smile on their faces. There wasn't a smile on my face. I was searching for my happiness in the world and I wasn't finding it. And you know, for 2 or 3 days, all I could think about was my meeting with Noel. And it was one evening, it was a Tuesday night, and I went round to speak to Noel. It was after they had their children's meeting in Sandy Row Hall. And Noel spent maybe 20 minutes, half an hour, telling me my need of getting right with God, of having that personal relationship with God. And it was on the 20th of September 1994, I went home after talking to Noel, and I got my Bible, and I opened at that verse that I read at the start of my testimony, John chapter 3 and the verse 16. And you know, that night it read for me, "For God so loved Heather, for God so loved me, that he gave his only begotten Son, that if Heather believeth in him, she should not perish, but have everlasting life." And you know, friend, maybe you're like me. Maybe you were brought up going to children's meeting, going to Sunday school, and you know all about God, but you've never trusted in him. You don't have that personal relationship with him. I just pray tonight that even through some of these words that have been said, that will be a benefit to you, and that you'll realise that you need the Lord Jesus. And I'm thinking especially during these times of lockdown, when things are difficult and there's so much worry and fear in the world, I'm so thankful that I have the friend that will never leave me nor forsake me. And you know what? Tonight, you can have that friend too by simply asking the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life, to take away your sins. And you know, friend, he's promised, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Welcome to thank you for tuning in this evening, and may the Lord richly bless your heart through his word. I'm sure many of you, whenever it comes to the end of this lockdown, that you're looking forward to going to a variety of places. For example, some of you may be looking forward to going and seeing family and friends and having a good proper catch-up face-to-face. Maybe some of you are looking forward to going on a spending spree and visiting many shops. Maybe some of you are looking forward to going on a holiday and getting out from those four walls in which you've been stuck in for many weeks. Well, this evening I want to speak about going somewhere, and it is heaven. And I want to ask you a very simple question. Do you want to go to heaven? For some of you, that may be a very easy question to answer, but perhaps for some others who are listening this evening, that may not be an easy question to answer. Let me ask you, first of all, do you want to go to heaven, a place of physical perfection? On this earth, you and I can enjoy many wonderful things. You and I can enjoy cloudless, sunny days where the sun shines and warms our skin. You and I can enjoy looking at scenery such as a beautiful glassy lake, or indeed a rugged mountain, or beautiful, lush, green, grassy fields. You and I can enjoy catching up with friends and spending time with them. But while we can enjoy many things on this earth, yet the reality is that much of it is spoiled, because this earth is one that is filled with pain. Take, for example, the many who suffer on this earth today, and perhaps you're one of them who suffer from physical pain. Maybe you've had an accident in days gone by, and you've got muscle pain, or back pain, or joint pain. Maybe today there is someone who's listening, and you're suffering from misery. Maybe you have a disease, whether it be cancer, or a heart disease, or Alzheimer's, or kidney disease. Maybe there's someone who's listening and you suffer from grief. There's so much grief on this earth from loved ones who have passed away. I'm told that over 55 million people die every single year. To put that into perspective, that is every single person who lives in Northern Ireland, and indeed 30 other countries the same size as Northern Ireland, all dying within 1 year. You think of the much grief that would bring to the family and friends. How many people would be sorrowing because of the amount of death that there is in one given year? And their grief doesn't simply last for 1 year. No, it continues for years and years to come. Surely this earth can be described as one that is imperfect, one that is full of pain, of grief, and of misery. And yet I want to encourage you, because the Bible tells us about a place called heaven. And in relation to this eternal heaven, in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 4, we're told that in heaven there shall be no more death and sorrow. There'll be no more grieving over loved ones who have died, because there'll be no death there. In the eternal heaven, there'll be no more crying over disease and sickness. There'll be no more misery. And in the eternal heaven, there will be no more pain, no back pain, no muscle pain, no joint pain. You see, this eternal heaven is a place of physical perfection. And therefore, I ask you, do you want to go to heaven? Do you want to go to this place of physical perfection? Because you can, through Jesus Christ. You say, well, I thought you said that was going to be a difficult question to answer. Well, listen to the next bit. Do you want to go to heaven, not merely a place of physical perfection, but do you want to go to a place of purity? You see, this world is one that is littered not merely with sickness, but also littered with sin. All you have to do is look around you and you see how this world and the people within it break God's commandments again and again. Oh, you look around and see the jealousy and selfishness that there is. Look around and see the lies and deceit that there are. Look around and see the discontentment, the laziness that there is. Look around and see the lust and perversion, the disrespect and contempt for authority. Look around and see the murder and the hatred and the bitterness that exists within people's lives. Did you know that over 450 million people are intentionally murdered every single year? So much hatred, so much murder, so much sinfulness in this world. And yet we're told that the eternal heaven is a place where there's no sin. In Revelation chapter 21 we read that regarding this place of heaven, that there'll be nothing enters it that defiles. In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 13 we're told that it's a place where righteousness dwells. Not wickedness, no, righteousness. And that alone. Heaven is a place where there is no sin. It's a place of purity. Let me ask, do you want to go to such a place? See, people today, they love their sin. They're obsessed with their sin. They don't want to give up their sin. And therefore, to them, they don't really want heaven. Let me ask you, do you really want heaven? A place of physical perfection, yes, but also a place of purity. Do you want to go to a place where there's no sin and nobody sins? Do you want to go to a place where there's no hearing, no stealing, no lying, no laziness? Do you want to go to a place where there's no rebelling and no lust? If so, then you can. But I wonder, do you want to go to such a place? Notice with me, thirdly and finally, the heaven is not merely a place of physical perfection, a place of purity, but it is a place of praise. As we have just seen, many in this world live for their sin, and what they're doing in reality is they're living for self. Maybe you're one of them. Maybe you live for your own popularity. Maybe you live for possessions. Maybe you live for your own pleasure. Maybe you live just for pride because of what you can accomplish. You live for the praise of others, but what you're not living for is the praise of the Lord. You're not living to praise Him, to honor Him, to exalt Him. And yet whenever you and I look through Scripture, and you and I look particularly the book of Revelation, you and I see that heaven and eternity is all about honoring the Lord. It's all about loving Him, exalting Him, serving Him, praising Him. Can I ask you, do you want to go to heaven, a place of praise? In Revelation chapter 5, we read about how people who are there, they will gather together and they will praise the Lamb who was slain, Jesus Christ. The Lamb who, full of glory and majesty, but yet He left the splendor of heaven to come down to this earth. The Lamb who was loving and He allowed Himself to be beaten, to be arrested, to be taken to the cross. And there outside the walls of Jerusalem, He was raised up on that cross between God and men, between heaven and earth. And there the Lamb, Jesus Christ, took upon Himself our sins, our lies and our blasphemies, our times of selfishness. And there Jesus Christ, He paid the debt for our sins by shedding His own precious blood, dying on that cross once and for all. And then rising again the third day, He ascended up into glory. And there we read in Revelation chapter 5, the people, they gather around the throne and they praise the Lamb. This is what they say: worthy is the Lamb to receive glory and honor and blessing. You see, do you want to go to heaven? A place where Christ is honored, where Christ is glorified, where Christ is loved, where Christ is exalted. Do you want to go to heaven? You see, that question, as I conclude this evening, is very simple. It is, do you want Jesus Christ? Do you want purity, which is likeness to Christ? Do you want the praise Christ, which is reality, loving Christ? Do you want Jesus Christ? The sad reality is that many people on this earth today, they don't want Christ there, they don't want heaven. No, they therefore want hell. Because the Bible tells only one of two places you can go to: heaven or hell. After you die. And if you don't want Jesus Christ this evening, what you're saying is that you want hell. You're saying that you want the pain of hell instead of the peace of Christ. You're saying that you want the misery of hell instead of the joy of Christ. You say you want the wickedness of hell instead of the purity in Christ. You're saying you want the cursing of hell instead of the praise of Christ. You're saying you want the hatred of hell instead of the love of Christ. You're saying you want the death of hell instead of the life of Christ. Such a person, Jesus Christ says today, in the book of Ezekiel, verse 18, He says, why will you die? He says, I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, but that he should turn from his way and live. Turn yourselves and live, says Christ. Can I ask you, will you turn from your sin and turn on to Christ? And live for Him. Will you praise Him, exalt Him, and honor Him now? Because if you want heaven, you want Christ. And if you want heaven now, you want Christ now. Nor is this that reality, but you want hell. Because you don't want Christ. Oh, I plead with you. Listen to the words of Christ where He says, turn yourselves. Turn from sin unto him. Call upon him for salvation. Believe that he paid all the debt for you on the cross. And you will have Christ, and you will have heaven. Not for the years of time alone, but for all eternity. Will you receive Christ today? Heavenly Father, we pray that we please to take thy word and bless it to every heart. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
You may be weary, heavy laden by sin, lonely and sad. There is one who can lift your burden, he can make your heart glad. Believe right now in the name of Jesus, don't fail the Savior to know. Shall be whiter than snow. There is a fountain from Calvary flowing, was opened by Jesus that day. The thirsting sinner may come repenting, he'll not turn you away. Believe right now in the name of Jesus, don't fail the Savior to know. Although your sins are as red as scarlet, they shall be whiter than snow. Savior loves you and now is pleading, O sinner, open your heart. Why don't you trust him while he is waiting, lest the Savior depart? Believe right now in the name of Jesus, don't fail the Savior to know. Although your sins are as red as scarlet, they shall be whiter than snow. Believe right now in the name of Jesus, don't fail the Savior to know. Although your sins are as red as scarlet, they shall be whiter than snow. They shall be whiter than snow. They shall be whiter than snow.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, while some are ready for heaven, others are not, seal this word tonight to the salvation of their souls, for Jesus' glory, and for their rescue. Amen. Don't hesitate to get in touch by email, Facebook, a phone call, if you're concerned about your own spiritual condition. Tomorrow, that'll be Friday night already. Reverend William McRae will be preaching. Abigail will be bringing the children's story. Her mom Helen will be singing, as will Kirsten McMullen. And I think we may have a slot for a violin. Thanks for tuning in tonight. And yes, the children's question is, I was tempted to ask, since Lauren talked about flowers, how many flowers were there on her berry? But I've decided rather to ask, what colour was the cover of her Bible?